The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we have 2 days of Raman Bekiyos this week, God willing, and then one next week. So I had to pick one topic that like I feel like is important to use our Aseret Yemei Teshuva for, and this is a kind of a I don't know if it's a classic question, but it's like problematic whenever I see it. But I haven't like worked on it in a while. So the bigger problem, which we're not going to go into, is what is Hilchos Teshuva Perek Zayin? Okay, like it's the most like random of all the prakim in the sense of like the topics he addresses. And I've heard theories about what's included, but basically you have we'll read through the first three halachos and then I'll summarize the rest in case you want to think about that on your own. So first, but we're going to focus on halacha Gimel, but I want to rev into it. So context: Perek Hamishi was Bechira. Perek Shishi was ostensible disproofs of Bechira from Psukim. It is, but there's one halacha in there about Deo stuff, and then there's a bunch of other stuff going on also. That's the thing. But we're going to focus on. Let's see. All right. So he starts off. Since choice is given to man, like we explained in chapter 5, yishtadol ha'adam lasos tshuva. Person should strive to do teshuva. Velinor kapav mechata'av, and to cleanse his hands from his sins. Kadesh yamus v'hu bal tshuva, so that he should die as a bal tshuva. Kadesh yizkei l'chai olam haba, in order that he merit Olam Haba. Now, we're not going to work on this, lean editor, but this is problematic for many reasons. I mean, first of all, like, this sounds like interesting, a new idea of why you should do tshuva, because you have Bechira, right? But I mean, isn't that like, I don't know, like, how's that different? Okay, fine.
I feel like you're just adding more to that, like, with the whole idea.
Yeah, it's a nice segue, but like, you know, but what is he getting at? But then the bigger questions are, what's the idea of dying as a bal tshuva, which is different than chapter 2. Chapter 2, he argued, do tshuva before you die, you know, and tshuva gemura is more possible while you're still young, but not an idea of dying as a bal tshuva, okay? Right. But then the most disturbing thing is kadesh yizke l'chai olam haba.
Right. It sounds like
It sounds like if you don't die as bal tshuva, you're not zochot olam haba. And even worse, if you want to see here, again, I said we're not going to work on this, but in chapter 3, you know, he emphasizes when he goes through the people who do and don't have a chelik on olam haba. So chapter 3, halacha, in the middle of halacha, looks like, hey, habenonim, the people who are benonim, however you want to translate that, imahayim bichlal mechate avonos shalahen shalah hiniach tefillin me'olam. So if one of their half avonos was, their half's worth of avonos is that they never put on tefillin, Daniel Zukavi Chatav Yishlo Chelik Olam Haba. So they get judged according to their sins and they have a chelik in Olam Haba. But then he says, v'chi kol ha-reshayim sh'avonoseim merubin, even the Rishayim whose avonos are the majority, danin osam kafi chatosehem, they're judged according to their sins, v'yesh lehem chelak l'olam haba. Shekol Yisrael yesh lehem chelak l'olam haba, afal pi shechato. Right? All of Israel has a chelak l'olam haba, even though they sinned. Shnemar v'amech kulam tzadikim l'olam yushu aretz. Eretz zo mashal. So your people are all tzadikim, they will inherit the earth. Earth is a mashal, kolomer eretz achayim, the land of the living, hui olam haba. That's olam haba. V'chein chasidu mos olam, yesh lehem chelak l'olam haba. So like, That really goes against Perek Shvi'i's implication that you can only get bizochet olam haba if you die as a bal tshuva. And he could have said it if he just meant like to maximize your olam haba. He could have said that in many other ways, right?
Yeah.
You know, kadesh you know tar shiarbu zchuyo so olam haba. I don't know, whatever. You know, get schar olam haba. Okay, but we're not working on that. Okay, onward. Olam. Yire Adam es atzmo kilu hu nota lamos. Person should always see himself as though he's inclining towards death. V'shamayamos b'shatov nimsa omid b'chata'av. Again, another strange thing. Maybe he'll die in his time, and he'll be found standing with his sins. Okay, like he won't die as bal tshuva, but he'll die in his sins. L'fikach yashuv mechata'av miyad. Therefore, he should return from his sins immediately. V'lo yomar, and he should not say kesha azkin ashuv. When I get older, I'll do tshuva. Shema yamus kodem shiazkin. Maybe he'll die before he gets old. Yes, in fact, that's what Shilat I think says here. He says, No, he doesn't say that here. Someone I read says that he's like taking the lashon from Kishesh Efane Eshne Shemloti Pane. Right. Yeah. Good call. But Husha Shlomo Omer B'chachmaso B'chol Is Yu B'gadach Levanim V'Shemen Al Roshcha Al Yechsar. That's what Shlomo meant when he said, "At all times, let your garments be white, and let oil not lack from your head." Okay. So again, main question here is, what's the difference between this message and Perek 2? Okay. But now here's the halacha I want to focus on. Okay. Al Tomar, and I want to hear how you formulate the question. Okay. I mean, you too, but you seem to indicate that you went through this last year. That
I mean, I kind of go through it every year.
Okay, good. So this is me going through this year now. Al Tomar Shein HaTshuva Ela Me'Averos Sheish Behen Maisa. Don't say that tshuva is only from averos that have an action. He means a specific action. Okay, znus here presumably sexual violations and robbery and theft. Kishem shetzarch adam la shuv me elu. Just like a person needs to do teshuva from those, kahu tzarch lachapes b'deos ra'al shiyesh lo la shuv mehen. So too, a person needs to investigate the bad deos that he has and to do teshuva from them. Mina ka'as, from anger, umina eva, and from enmity. Hatred, umina kina, and from jealousy, umina tacharus, and from competitiveness, umina hitul, and from like foolishness or like frivolity, umina redifus hamamon, and from chasing after money, baha kavod and kavod, umina redifus hamachalos, and from chasing after food. I love this. Umikiotabhen, and to do tshuva from other things like them. So the defus ramams have vikiotabhen, which if you read it, it means and chasing after food and other things like food. but the correct Girsa has chasing after food and doing tshuva from other things, bad deos like these. It's a minor thing, but it's just a funny you have to do tshuva from chasing after food and food like objects, you know. Yeah, anyway, mina kol tzarech lachzor b'tshuva, you need to do tshuva from all these things. The elu havonos, and these iniquities, kashim ma'osan shiyesh behen ma'isa. Those are harder to do tshuva from, presumably, or harsher than the ones that have a ma'isa. Shebizman she'adam nishka be'elu, because when a person is steeped in those, kasha hu lifrosh, it's difficult to separate. V'chein hu omer, and that's what it means in Yeshayahu, which is funny, because he quotes this in the definition of tshuva. Ya'azov rasha darko v'yishav v'makshav hasav. The rasha should abandon his way, and the man of iniquity his thoughts. Of this halacha, yeah. Let me see if I can just make this smaller. Yeah. Okay. So, what bothers you about this?
Okay, I realize why it wouldn't bother me before.
Okay.
What does it mean? Don't think it only from that neighbor.
Okay. So first of all, this is what's bothered me in years past, is what is the Havamina, right? Why would you think it's only averos that have Maisa? First of all, like, there are a bunch of averos that don't have Maisa, like, you know, lo yelecha Elohim achirim al panai, right? Like, I definitely would think you need to do tshuva from that. Yeah, Yosef?
So what does it mean? Why? I suppose maybe this would be couched your question, like, why do you have to do tshuva some things that aren't averos?
Oh, so you're agreeing with him. No. It's not that there are not averos. There are averos that don't have a maisa.
Yeah.
Meaning. Don't think that tshuva is only on the averos that have a maisa. But what is? Is what a love? So that's my question. So here's my question. So this is another. So the way I formulated the question in past years is, there's a mitzvah to say of halakhta bidrachav, right? And the Rambam holds that that's the mitzvah. Let's just read it in Hilchos Deos, halacha Perek Aleph halacha at the end, halacha. The paragraph before halacha vav. Umutzuvim anu lelechas bidrachim elu habeinonim. We are commanded to follow the middle paths. Behima drachim hatovim hayisharim. Those are the good and upright paths. Nemar, as it says, halacha bidrachav. Kach lamdu b'feirish mitzvah. This is what we learn is the explanation of this mitzvah from Chazal. Mahu nikra chanun avtahei chanun. Mahu nikra rachum avtahei rachum. Mahu nikra kadosh avtahei kadosh. Just like he is gracious, you should, just like he's called gracious, so too you should be gracious. Just like he's called merciful, you should be merciful. Just like he's called kadosh, you should be kadosh. That's why the Nevi'im call call God by all these nicknames. Why? L'hodiya she'elu drachim tovim v'yishayim heim, to teach us that these ways are good and upright. V'chayev adam l'hanhig atzmo behen ulhidamos k'fi kocho. And a person is obligated to conduct himself in them and to resemble them according to his capacity. Yeah.
I mean, I can really make him my captain in charge. I don't know what that happens. That's not the whole, like, you know, the last time
enough.
Okay. Like, don't think it's not going to apply to that.
Okay.
But yeah, I have to do it. And then you're not being having a lot of enough.
Okay, so there are two questions here, and this is the point that was new for me this year. In the past, my question was, why does the Rambam need to tell us you need to do tshuva from bad deos? Isn't the halakhta bidracha one of taryag? And if you were lax in that, you have to do tshuva on your laxity in that. That's how I had it first. But here's my new question, and I don't know which of the two you're asking. This mitzvah of halakhta bidracha requires you to remove your bad deos and to get good deos. Okay, and the question though, so here's how I would put the question. What's the difference between tshuva on bad deos and mitzvahs v'halachta bidrachav? Mitzvahs v'halachta bidrachav means you get rid of your anger, you get rid of your competitiveness, you get rid of your kina. So it's not just a question on like, why do you have to do tshuva on v'halachta bidrachav? It's what is the difference between tshuva on bad deos and v'halachta bidrachav? And the mitzvah of halakha bidrachav. And I've never had that question defined clearly like that. And it's possible there's a third question in there, but you see the difference between the two questions?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to say it. I'm assuming the question was that there's no difference.
That there is no difference.
And that the halakha bidrachav is someone in the part of that is the same as being the author of something that is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The question is, to me, like, I feel like don't think about that. Like, that is not like in terms of too much.
Right. In other words, what you're saying now is forget how we classify things, but why would I ever think that I don't need to change these bad deos?
Let's say I thought I don't have to do my deos. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So what this suggests, I'm not saying an answer yet because I don't have an answer. What this suggests is that there is a thing of doing tshuva on bad deos, which is separate from the mitzvah of halakha bidrachav. And I want to know what that is. Right. So, I mean, that to me, that's the path that the Rambam was pointing us on.
Yeah.
And by the way, just to support it, I mean, you know, it's clear for anyone who reads the Rambam's Hilchos Tshuva that tshuva involves more than just like changing your behavior, right? Like there's a whole process of, you know, well, that's what he talks about for the rest of the parak, by the way, right? Which is in case you want to know what the rest of the parak is. Halakha 4 is about, you know, don't think that the Baal Tshuva is distant from Tzadikim, but rather in some ways he's closer. Parak 5 is about how all the Nevi'im command on tshuva and Yisrael is only nigaling because of tshuva. 6 is about how tshuva brings you to close to the Shechina. And the next paragraph is about how tshuva brings close those who are far. And then 7 is the malos of tshuva. And then the next paragraph after that is again, clinging to the Shechina. And then 8 is the personality of the Baal tshuva. And the last paragraph is the sin of embarrassing Baal Tshuva. So that was my original question that I said we're not answering of what's the unity. But like, you know, another question you can ask is, let's say there's this concept of
Tshuva. I'm remembering the wrong one.
Yeah. In Tshuva?
Yeah. Yeah. How
did you Tshuva effectively? That's in chapter 2.
Well, not like what like
Darkei Tshuva, you mean?
Yeah.
That's in chapter 2 also. That's chapter, yeah, 2, 4. Like, Midarkei Tshuva Lios Hashav Tzoek Tami Lepnei Hashem Bevechi V'sachanunim V'osit Tzedaka Kvi Kocho Mizraka Karbi Min Adavar Shechadabo U'mishane Shemo. That's the one you're thinking of?
I think
I mean, this is some meisim, right? Changing your name, giving tzedakah, being golem in koma. Yeah. So, and another question, which is a side question, but perhaps relevant, is let's say there is this concept of tshuva on bad deos, right? Where should he put that tshuva in Hilchos Tshuva? Like, where should he talk about that? What do you think? What parak? Yeah, second parak, right? Because second parak is where he talks about what teshuva is. But so why does he delay it? And why is he delayed it all the way until after the Bechira discussion? Because what's the only other thing after this is chapter 8 is about Schar and Olam Haba. Chapter 9 is about Brachos and Klalos. And chapter 10 is about Oved Meir and Oved Me'ahava. So we're long past talking about tshuva stuff. You know, in other words, one is vidui, two is tshuva, three is judging the world, and four is the ma'akvin of tshuva. So put it somewhere over there, most likely in chapter 2. And it's only one paragraph, too. Like, and 5 and 6 is Bechira stuff, yeah. So it sounds like the idea of Bechira is necessary to be able to present this idea.
Yeah,
Okay, that's a good approach. That's a fruitful approach. Yeah. Okay, I hear that. Let's see if we can develop that.
Why is it different
right. Exactly. Yeah. Because you think Bechira is the preface of the premise of all of them. Yeah. Right. Okay. Good. Got what to work on. But I think it's a step forward in terms of questioning that Rambam that I never thought of it in that way before. I was muddling it together. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Good.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.